The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We have more things to give away. We're not done. We have tickets to go to the NASCAR Roval race this Sunday up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And what's cool about these tickets is we're in the playoffs in NASCAR. There's a such thing as playoffs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know. But we're in.
They call them drive-offs?
Right.
No, saying drive-off in a race is not good. You don't want to drive off the course. But the Roval is really cool. It's where they're going to use half of the track up there, and then they're going to cut through the middle. It's never been done before in NASCAR history. So this is the inaugural race. So if you win these tickets, you'll actually be
part of history.
Part of history here in Charlotte. Yeah. Absolutely.
Super cool.
We have a couple lines open for you to get your confessions on the air. It could be anything you want to confess. And if you have Sunday free, here's the other great thing, y'all. The Panthers have a bye. So you're not even missing the Panther game to go to a race.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
All right, 704-570-9595. Let's get your Confession Wednesday on with our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. Courtney and Charlotte, welcome to welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You're first up with Confession Wednesday.
Okay, so my confession is that I had catfished a Major League Baseball player.
Ooh.
You catfished a Major League Baseball player. God, I want to know who it is.
Yes, and I have his phone number and everything.
How did you catfish him? Like, what level of catfishing has gone on here?
I had a catfish Facebook and an Instagram that I had had since 2010. So everything looked completely legit. And so I followed him on Instagram and, of course, the typical girl thing to show interest, so like a million of his pictures. And then he slid into my DMs.
Whoa.
So are you using an account that is not yours? Like, are you pretending to be, like, different photos of another person? Or are these just old photos of you that you're using?
No, they're pictures of another person.
That's the full catfish right there.
Yeah, that is the full catfish.
How did you reach out to this baseball player? Did he find you?
He slid into her DMs.
He slid into my DMs after he saw, like, a lot of his pictures.
Gotcha. I didn't know if maybe she liked some of his pictures, then he slid into the DMs.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, the whole catfish thing. Don't tell us who he is. Does he play for a team that we
like? I want to know.
Well, she's not going to say his name, I bet. All right, well, you're going to say his name?
Carlos Gomez.
Who's that?
Well, I love that she put it out there.
Carlos Gomez.
I know him.
He plays for Tampa.
Yeah, he used to play for the Astros.
Okay.
Yep.
And so did you ever text him?
Oh, yeah. We've talked on the phone and everything.
So are you going to tell him that you're, like, at what level, like, when he offers to come see you or fly you to him?
He has. He's offered, and I've had to make excuses, and it's awkward too because he's married with children.
Snap.
Whoa. Twist.
Hang on, is this going on right now? Is this still ongoing?
Yeah, it's been going on for 2 years.
Dang.
That ain't good for him.
No.
No. But, and he just got in trouble last month, too, for giving a baseball with his number to a girl in the crowd. Like, he's deleted his social media on Instagram.
He's a real player.
Really?
Wow.
What a smooth move. I'm going to write my number on this baseball and give it to someone.
All right, Courtney. Well, thank you for your full confession, name and everything out there.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Dang.
All right. All right.
Wow. He has got money, too. He signed a 3-year, $24 million contract. Wow.
I felt bad for putting his name out there, but then now he's, you know, if he's married and he's known as a player, what do we care?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for his wife, though.
I know. Well, maybe she'll hear this. Maybe somebody will send it to her.
Yeah, we're a popular show.
Especially in Tampa.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Wilkesboro. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
So I was in a wedding this weekend. It was actually Saturday, and I was a bridesmaid. And I waited 6 months, and I actually lied to the bride and told her that I'd already ordered my dress, but I didn't. I ended up finding one on eBay and thought that I was going to be okay and ordered it, but then it didn't come on time. So on Friday, we had to scramble around and find the matron of honor a different dress, so that I could wear her dress. So I practically almost ruined her wedding.
Oh, no.
Yes, like it was the most horrible thing.
Can I be honest with you, though?
Yes.
I have done that before where I said I ordered a dress and I did not. And the reason that I did it is because I didn't think they were going to make it to the altar and I didn't want to put out the $300.
Wow.
And they ended up not making it to the altar.
Whoa.
Oh, but, well, then you were okay.
Yeah,
you were okay.
All the other bridesmaids had purchased their dresses at that point, and I was sitting there going, how close are we going to get? Like, I'm going to have to order this dress at some point.
Right, right.
So I feel you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Thank you for your confession. You're in the running for the NASCAR race.
All right, let's bring in Don from Concord. You're live with the MRO Morning Show on Confession Wednesday. Go ahead with your confession.
Hey, guys. Again, I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank
we
you.
Have a big, big surprise as far as we've been fostering our two 11 and 13-year-olds for about 9 months. And today we're going to surprise them as far as we have our final ceremony for our adoption. So we're super excited, and we're actually going to pick them up from school. We got balloons. I'm running around. I'm at Walmart right now as far as getting stuff because we found out yesterday, and they have no idea.
That is amazing.
It's been a long struggle. It's been a long struggle, and we're super, super excited.
Dawn, you don't have to go into too many details, but you say it's a long struggle, and I think that frustrates a lot of people who know that there are so many kids out there who are fostered that need permanent homes, and it's like, why is it such a struggle? Like, how many years or how long was the struggle?
Well, we've had the kids since December 8th, and the kids have been in the system for about 3 years. And we wanted younger, but we just met them, and we fell in love with our 11- and 13-year-olds. And they've been a blessing with us as far as the struggle has been as far as just getting used to everything and having a whole new life and stuff, too. But they've been a blessing to us, let me tell you. And the biggest thing is I'm so excited to make everything permanent and final today.
Yay. That's so beautiful. Good for you guys.
Good for you. Yeah,
we are ecstatic. We are ecstatic.
Make sure you send us pictures, post pictures, and tag us. We definitely want to see that, okay?
We can definitely do that.
I love it.
All right. And by the way, I hate to tell Dawn, sorry, Roy, but the tickets to the race, it's only a pair. And so she's adopting two kids.
It's not enough.
You're going to have to choose one to take.
Yeah. You're already facing the tough decisions as a mom, Dawn.
The first decision as mom is picking one.
Thanks, Dawn.
I know two guys, Tyler and Drake, and they've just started the process that she's now finishing. And they're currently fostering, and they want to adopt.
Mm.
And they're actually going to do a podcast talking about their journey, which I think is really cool. I can't wait to hear, because the struggle is real for these parents, man.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that, you know, with so many kids out there, that the struggle is real. So, but you heard her, too. It's more than just the fact of going through the actual ABCs of adopting these kids. It's like the whole, working them into your family.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a big change for a lot of people. So, all right. We'll take more confessions. 704-570-9595. You can tell us what confession you have. Doesn't have to be anything major, like the Carlos Gomez confession that we got a little while ago, but that was definitely interesting. And by the way, let's just say that's alleged too. That's her story.
Sure.
She might have an entirely different story in all fairness.
Okay.
All right, more confessions coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're in the middle of Confession Wednesday. We're here in our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studios. That's the other great thing about Confession Wednesday. It's judgment free.
Blockbuster confession already came through. Catfishing of a Major League Baseball player who's currently in the baseball game.
His name is Carlos Gomez.
Oh, you're just going to put it out there again, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's cheating on his wife.
Okay. All right.
Listen, we don't know if it's true or not, but that's what was said on the show.
That's true also. That's correct.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. It's Confession Wednesday.
So I work full time and I'm a student full time, but on this side, I'm also a webcam model.
A webcam model. Okay.
Yes.
So
only 3 people know about it. My boyfriend and 2 of my friends, and it is pretty good money.
Is it, when you say a webcam model, I assume that it's like where people can log in and watch you. You're not like posing for photos, but you're like, you're on camera and it's live.
Yes. And there's, depending on what certain people would like to see, they can tip for those certain times of day.
Gotcha.
So it's interactive.
Yes.
Has anyone named Carlos G given you any money? No, okay.
How much money, if you don't mind me asking, what's an average money you're bringing in?
Let's see, I've been doing it for about a month, and I've already made close to $600.
That's really good.
We have three cameras in here. I wonder if we can get on the webcam game.
If you guys on Facebook Live want to tip us, I'll take my hat off starting there.
Does it, does it have to be full nude, Anonymous?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be. It just kind of depends. I've had people just want to, I guess, do a private session, and they just wanted to talk. So it really just depends.
Cool.
What certain people, but it's been like, killing me not to tell anyone because I feel like it's this secret life because I have, you know, North and South Carolina block, and then I have like the two or three other states that me and my boyfriend have family in block. So,
oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cool that you can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be dumb and I'd let like my neighbor see it or something. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't know.
Yeah, use your name.
Yeah. Roy from the radio, 95.1. Yeah.
All right, Anonymous. Good job. Will you be logging on today?
Probably.
There you go. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. You're in the running for those tickets for the NASCAR Roval race on Sunday.
Okay. Anonymous in Charlotte, you are on Confession Wednesday.
Hello.
Hi. That's you. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, hi. All right. So my confession is that sometimes when I'm at work and I have to go number two, I use a men's bathroom. So nobody knows that a woman went to the bathroom and did it.
Interesting.
That's kind of smart. Are they single?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're single. They're single restrooms.
Oh, okay. Because but even this here's my only thing with that. Guys are nasty. We are filthy, filthy animals.
That's true. Y'all's bathroom smells like a locker room already.
I mean, there is a sign that pretty much tells you to remind the men not to miss and to aim. Like, there's that's how nasty we are.
Our cleaning crew has to put up a sign.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, women's restrooms are really gross sometimes, too.
Really?
Yeah, well, not when you go in the men's room, they're not.
They look like a dream. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Anonymous. Will you be visiting today?
Most likely around 10 o'clock.
<It's a schedule. laughs>
Thank you. One more, Roy, to wrap up Confession Wednesday.
Another Anonymous in Charlotte again. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. Go ahead and wrap up Confession Wednesday with your confession.
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. What would you like to confess?
So my husband's from another country, and the two of us have decided to move back there. Mm-hmm. But we've told his parents and his family, and they're ecstatic, but I am dreading telling mine. I'm a bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I was fortunate to have parents who understood that the leash is going to break and that there's a whole other world on the other side of the fence. And they never held me or my brothers back from doing that. In fact, I lived all the way out in California. They lived in New Jersey. But I know a lot of parents who feel the need to keep family close together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my parents are one of them.
Yeah, I'm already about an 8-10 hour drive away from them, so I don't think it'll be that much different. It'll just be more of a time zone thing.
Yeah, what country is it? Did she mention?
He's from the UK.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a skip across the pond, isn't it?
You got to make it sound like a vacation for them. Like, deliver it like it's a game show.
that's my plan. So hopefully it'll go well. But nothing's been set in stone yet. But
everything works well with the Price is Right music. Mm-hmm. I think you're onto something. This is going to be a little loud in your ear. So hold on a second. I want you to hear it, though. Okay, you ready? This is what you need to do.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, I'm going to the UK.
And you get to come see me anytime you want. Holidays, Christmas.
The total package is $625,000. See? Price is Right music makes everything better, doesn't it, Anonymous?
Works a lot better, yes. Include that.
Good luck. We'll hate to lose you as an MRL show family member, though. More importantly, it's our family that is hurt.
Right, so do me a favor and find a replacement before you go.
Excellent.
Well, I'll keep listening to you guys on the app. There's no doubt about that.
So. Very good. There you go. Very good.
Yes, we do the queen. Make sure she hears that when you go over there.
Hello.
Okay. Of course.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Thank good luck guys. To you. Okay.
My mom would flip out if I told her that I was moving to another country.
Really?
She would I don't. She'd hang up the phone and immediately drive to Charlotte to talk to me about it.
But does she have the right to do that? Isn't that like a little holdy backy?
Yeah.
You know?
And like, Lorraine, you said they sell it like a vacation?
Yeah.
Here's what I know how they'd respond. Do you know how much it is to get on an airplane for me to come visit you?
Why, we absolutely do. It's $420.
I can't afford that just to drop by and say hi.
You'll be flying Allegiant out of Concorde. I don't know, man. I always think it's... Cindy, let Roy go. First of all, you're not going anywhere. I'm not letting you go. But Cindy, Roy's mom...